they called it the sala. They referred to it as a sala, except that they had one of those arrangements where, you know, the doors open up butterfly fashion, and you descend only from the outside. And just like that, I had gotten in my mind the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser. I thought that a cellar had access, such as my neighbor had, while a real basement had access, such as we had.
From the inside?
Yes,
If
it's a cellar, it had the butterfly-type doors, which lay almost horizontally, just slightly tilted from the horizontal. Well, a basement, you didn't have to stoop over to open the door to get into it, and the basement was just somehow more dignified. You see, with those butterfly-type doors, you had to stoop over to open them to get down into the basement, or to get down into the cellar.
Well, did most of the houses in Augusta, the older houses in Augusta, have either a basement or a cellar?
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh.
Of course, nowadays, they're largely built on slabs, I think. But.
Yeah, I think just about all of your new houses are built on slabs. Many of them have crawl spaces underneath.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your cheaper housing, well, I don't know, would it be your cheaper housing or your more expensive? I hope that I can have some place to have a cellar. I mean, cellars are just groovy things to have, even if you don't ever go down there. May I get another bell, please?
Yes. Oh, hell yes. Wait a minute. Say that again.
What, in a year or two?
No, you were saying about how your pronunciation of beer.
Yeah, that I always pronounce, I always pronounce B-E-E-R,
mm-hmm.
Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that with most of my words, that that was that sort of configuration, like yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's another anecdote about that went down to Disney World this past Christmas vacation with my nieces and nephews and things like that. That sounds like there's some kind of animal, of course. But anyway, great bunch of kids. And they were remarking on the way that I had read to them King John's Christmas, you know, the poem by A.A. Milne. You know, King John was not a good man. He had his little ways, and sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. And there is this line in there about he had not received a present in years and years and years. And I sort of pronounce it like that, you know, almost accentuating really the way I said it. In other words, I would say normal yell.
Mm-hmm.
But then because I was reading poetry, it came out years and years and years. Well, while we're down at Disney World, my little elf of a niece, 12 years old, said, well, Briscoe, what do you drink when you go to the Tip Top? And my nephew came out, he said, bells and bells and bells.
That's
good.
Items here. We were talking about. Oh yeah, I know what I wanted to get from you. You know, you see these houses downtown that are particularly in the mill sections that are built. And I want to talk about that later, mm-hmm. but that's going to come way later. Particularly in the mill sections where they might have two or three bricks or a bunch of bricks around the four corners, and they'll have a. You know, the house would be raised up off the ground, maybe about as high as this coffee table here,
mm-hmm.
and there's a space underneath the house. Like,
mm-hmm.
is there a name for that you know of?
I would call it the crawl space, but I didn't learn that term until much later.
Uh-huh.
That I think of a true crawl space, of course, as being enclosed.
Uh-huh. Like a more modern house.
Yeah, uh-huh.